page 94. Exercise D. Listen for supporting details. Now listen to part 2 of the lecture. Write at least 2 arguments the lecturer mentions to support each theory. Part 2.
So scientists have long argued about where genius comes from. And just as they've argued about where one's personality comes from, they argue about whether extreme intelligence is genetic or inherited. In other words, passed down to us from our parents through their genes, or whether it is determined by the environment we grow up in, that is, our education, our families, our life experiences. To get at the answer, we need to look at the origins of intelligence itself. Many researchers rely on studies of identical and fraternal twins to learn more about where intelligence, as well as other characteristics, come from. This is because identical twins, those that develop from the same egg, share the same genes. But fraternal twins come from 2 different eggs and therefore don't share as many genes. Interestingly, between identical twins, in about 85% of all cases, IQ scores are fairly close. However, between fraternal twins, those who do not share all the same genes, only about 60% have similar IQ scores, even though they grew up in the same environment. This data is a strong argument in favor of the genetics argument. But according to some experts, it could just as easily be argued that it's the shared environment that twins experience that determines their IQ scores. In fact, even though identical twins may have the same genes, they don't necessarily have the same talents and abilities. One of the key arguments in favor of the environment being the primary factor in someone's developing extreme intelligence is this. If intelligence were inherited, every genius in history would have had extremely gifted ancestors. His or her parents, grandparents, great-grandparents, they would all have been geniuses or near geniuses too. And this, we all know, is far from true. Arguing in favor of the opposite view, however, supporters of the genetics explanation would say that talented families do exist. Families of successful scientists or musicians, for example. And this is precisely because talent is passed on through genes. A living example in support of the theory that genius is genetically determined is the mathematical genius Srinivasa Ramanujan from India. Ramanujan was raised in a poor village and had almost no training in mathematics. Scientists who argue against an environmental explanation note that if genius were a product of the environment, Ramanujan's genius would be impossible to explain except through genetics. In other words, he was born with the talent. Now scientists have proposed other explanations of the origin of genius, but these are the 2 main theories, greatly simplified, of course.